This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. At some point, you may have had this experience. I know I have. You open up the fridge and you notice that the milk jug is a day or two or three past the sell-by date. Maybe you smell it, maybe you give it a quick taste, or maybe you ask your partner what they think. And then you take a closer look again at that sell-by date. But do we actually know what that label is telling us? According to Alyssa Wilkinson at Vox, the answer is probably no. She had a story looking at what goes into those labels, and she joined me to chat about it. Alyssa, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
So I am so excited to chat with you because I'm just like fascinated by this topic. You wrote about the expiration dates we see on food and how they are in fact not expiration dates.
Right. That's right. They don't even claim to be expiration dates, but that's how we often think about them.
Well okay. Then what are they?
For most of them, they're actually something that often gets called freshness dates or best by dates sometimes.
Okay.
And the idea is that they tell us when the manufacturer or packager or distributor of the food thinks that it will be best tasting or have the best texture or something like that. But what they don't indicate is whether it will hurt you in any way to eat it if it's gone a little past the date.
So they are not expiration dates. They are like freshness labels. So how did they come to be?
It sort of starts right after World War II. And at the time, there weren't any dates on any of these foods.
Okay.
But the manufacturer sometimes would put these codes on them that would indicate to the grocer that this was sort of like when you might want to rotate your stock. Mm. And manufacturers realized that these dates could actually be kind of used as marketing if they were legible to your average consumer. And there have been efforts since then to standardize them in some way,
you know,
across the country, but that they've never succeeded. So there's only one federal regulation, and it is for infant formula, and that's an important nutritional thing. But for most other foods, it goes state by state. Sometimes it's a suggestion or a guideline that, for instance, milk lasts for 21 days or 14 days.
It just varies from state to state. Wow.
So if you're buying something from a big food manufacturer, the date might come from a focus group that they did where they sort of had them eat foods at different stages and then just sort of pick the one that was the consensus that this is when it tastes most appealing or where the texture is most appealing. Of course, lots of small manufacturers can't do that at all. So they're essentially making it up or making an educated guess. And that's where most of these dates come from.
And I'm sure, like, from manufacturer's perspective, they would argue that these labels are legitimate because they want you to eat something when it tastes its absolute best, right, in order to protect their brand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, that sometimes makes us think that if we're eating the food and it's short-coded, that we might be, like, risking our lives or something like that. And that's simply not true. And the end result of that is that grocery stores end up throwing out an incredible amount of their stock because people won't buy it and because they buy more to fill the shelves, because who wants to shop in an empty-looking grocery store?
Wow.
And the end result is we're wasting about 40% of the food we produce in the U.S. And at the same time, it's an enormous amount. And at the same time, we have about roughly 42 million people who are living with some kind of food insecurity situation. So that's a big problem. And fixing labels isn't the only way to fix the problem, but it definitely would go a long way.
So I'm curious now, just like on a personal level, how has knowing all of this changed your own relationship with food and expiration dates, or quote unquote expiration dates? See,
yeah,
I'm even getting it wrong right now.
Well, so one thing I started doing is I definitely don't call them expiration dates anymore, or I like stop myself when I say it because I want to actually think about what they are properly. Mm-hmm. And I really was a stickler for throwing away anything that was past the date at any time.
Same.
And now I am trying to use my senses. Right. I'll think about it. Like, would this thing actually be a problem? Is this jam going to really be bad if it's a month out of date? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. I've been thinking about that a lot because it's good for my wallet, but it also hopefully is part of a bigger movement to make sure that we are using the resources that we produce and create really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is definitely going to make me think twice now before throwing things out. Alyssa Wilkinson is a writer at Vox. Alyssa, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.